Welcome to the Matt and Jeff
Show.
Today we're broadcasting live from Mars. Just kidding.
Oh, I thought it was live from your basement.
It is live from my basement.
Mars works too.
Mars works too, yeah.
I mean, we're almost there. Not too much longer, we'll be landing there and creating
Never know.
Civilization.
There was the movie The Martian.
There was.
And we did have my favorite Martian. So, you never know. You never know.
Alright.
So, how you doing today, Matt?
I'm doing awesome. How are you doing today, Jeff?
I'm doing well.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Good.
Yep.
Yeah. This might be a boring episode.
No.
We're not feeling that exciting. Normally, we just punch it out in the first couple of minutes.
No, I think we're going to have a great episode.
I don't know. We might need to shoot a load out.
It was at work. Those day jobs, man, they're dragging us down.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, well, especially when you have a busy weekend and you're just like, oh, you come in like a zombie on Monday morning.
Well, yeah. Especially when you spend the weekend breaking your toe. I mean, it's never a fun thing, so.
Yeah. Humpty Dumpty over here.
Yes.
Hobbling around.
So. Not what I wanted to do. So today we have a very fun show for you.
Yes. Kind of brings us back to our childhood in a sense.
In a sense. You know, so everybody get out your joystick.
Whoa, hey, easy there. I mean, what kind of joystick are you talking about?
Arcade joysticks.
This is a family-friendly show, Jeff.
Arcade joysticks.
Oh, okay.
Bust out your panel with your three-button fighting mode.
You're throwing busting out a lot.
Well, we like busts.
Well, oh, that's true.
And it applies to today's episode, too. Yeah. So today, we're going to discuss Mortal Kombat.
Yeah.
Versus Street Fighter.
Oh, yeah.
What's the better fighting game?
I don't know.
Or franchise. Let's look at franchise.
Yeah.
So I think there's more to it.
There's a lot there.
Than just the video game.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, it's been so much since it's launching.
Right.
I mean, we all know Street Fighter came first.
Yes, it did.
And then it, you know, you could say Mortal Kombat kind of copied off of. Or took the premise of
it. Took the premise of it. There were a lot of fighting games that came out around that time.
Yeah.
I mean, you had some... Before, I remember one I played on the Commodore 64. It was like two little guys in a dojo just kind of fighting each other. And
well, you had Tekken.
First one to win three matches won the match.
Yeah.
You know, and that was cool. It was fun. It was on the Commodore 64 back then. That was what we had. I don't remember a good fighting game on the Atari 2600.
Nah, that's before my time. I was a Nintendo kid.
Okay, well, I had an Atari 2600 when I was a kid.
Oh.
You know, well, I played Pitfall.
You are a little bit older than me.
I played Pitfall. I played River Raid and all those Space Invaders and all that stuff. And it was fun. Back in the day, it was much better than playing Pong, which was what I originally had. When I was sick, I would prop up Pong, and I had a black and white TV, and you'd go doot, doot, doot. And you just keep turning the knob and hope that you did it right.
Pong.
So, you know, it was much better than that.
Yeah.
Now we've regressed because I think now we have Minecraft, which looks worse than Pitfall, in my opinion, from a graphic standpoint. Now, I know kids love it. I know they do. They enjoy being able to build worlds and fight zombies and change skins. And
yeah, let's make kids think.
So, you know, I get it. Kids want to think.
I don't.
I guess.
That's not how video games were for you and me.
No.
I mean, I started out with the original Nintendo with games like Kung Fu, Streets of Rage, and then Tekken came along.
The only thing I really wanted to think about was whether or not to throw a fastball, a curveball, a slider on home run. Because I had home run on the Commodore 64.
Oh, I had bases loaded.
Same thing. Yeah. You know, you had to
figure
out.
Super Tecmo Bowl.
Right.
I'm sorry, I'm a Nintendo kid.
Which pitch you
going
to throw? That's a cool. That's fine. Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, but the first time between the two, Street Fighter and Mortal Kombat, I think the first game I had in my house as a kid was Mortal Kombat. And I know Street Fighter was, you know, out before Mortal Kombat. It was an arcade game, so I remember it primarily being in the arcades when I was a kid and playing it there on and off. But Mortal Kombat was like the fighting game we had in my house.
Street Fighter launched in 1987, so that's when it hit the arcades.
Yeah.
You know, it was a fighting game that was started by Capcom, who continues to put out stuff for it.
Mm-hmm.
It had playable characters who originated from different countries. You know, each of your backgrounds were based on the country that those people came from. Your music was all different based on the country. And so you kind of got into a unique world where you had unique fighting styles based on the character you were playing.
Yes.
And it started out with the story of Ryu. You know, he kind of journeyed.
Is it Ryu or Ryu?
I think it's Ryu.
Oh, okay. I don't know.
I'm not Japanese.
I'll have to ask my wife. But then again, she probably has no idea.
Probably not. That's probably not her thing.
Video games,
ask your mother-in-law.
Yeah.
She could probably tell you
how. My mother-in-law could probably give me an answer.
I think it's Ryu. And at least that's what I remember from the animated series that I've watched. They called him Ryu. So I'm going with Ryu. But it followed him as he went to his battle with Akuma, who was the guy who killed his master. So it kind of had a thread that kind of went through it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, then we ended up with Street Fighter II in 91. So, and that was really when it was popular. Yeah, I mean, that was really when it hit its height of popularity.
Yeah, that's the one I really remember, Street Fighter II.
There, right. That's the one I remember in the arcades, and you'd see it in the theaters. And, I mean, it was everywhere.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It was everywhere. And you just wanted to play it.
I remember going to the movie theaters, and they'd have like arcade-style games set up in the movie theater. It's like, sweet, I get to go to a movie and play games.
Yeah, and it wasn't badly priced back then. I mean, you threw a quarter in.
I mean, this was...
You could play on a quarter. Now you got to put a dollar in.
This was the 80s and into the early 90s. So for us, you know, it was a dream to have these kind of video games.
So I think Mortal Kombat came out around 92?
Yep, 1992. Okay.
So it was after the popularity of Street Fighter II.
Yeah.
So we had two Street Fighter games. Street Fighter II really took off. You started with King of Fighters around that time as well, if I recall. Tekken got to be big.
I remember Tekken.
Then we had Mortal Kombat. And Mortal Kombat was kind of an American version of Street Fighter. Street Fighter originated in Japan.
Right.
And then they spun off Darkstalkers.
Yes.
Night Warriors.
Yes.
Darkstalkers Revenge.
Yeah, Mortal Kombat, they kind of took the premise of Street Fighter and ran with it, and they thought, man, how can we blow this out like everything else Americans blow out? You know, I mean, we got these crazy cheeseburgers on a menu nowadays, and it's like, how can we make it even bigger and more outrageous?
Right, we're going to throw a hot dog on there, too.
So you've got Mortal Kombat, you know, which was created by Midway Games out of Chicago in 1992, which is kind of funny, because when I was living in Chicago, I actually had filled out a job application to work at Midway Games.
Interesting.
And I didn't even realize that Mortal Kombat came from those guys. So now that I'm, you know, reading.
Small worlds.
Yeah, so.
Odd, they didn't hire you.
I know, right? Mm. What's wrong with you guys? So.
Don't know. Maybe somebody from Midway Games will be listening and they'll drop us a line.
Yeah, and they might hire both of us.
I mean, we've got our email out there.
Yeah. We did find out that, you know, Midway was battling some bankruptcy at the time. The Mortal Kombat development team later on was acquired by Warner Brothers, which I didn't even know that. And it turned into the NetherRealm Studios.
Right.
The NetherRealm. That's kind of a predominant word throughout the Mortal Kombat.
Well, which is very fitting for Mortal Kombat. Very fitting indeed.
The development of the first game, we found out, was based on the idea from Ed Boon and John Tobias to make a video game starring Jean-Claude Van Damme, which I think is really funny because we all know Jean-Claude ended up in
Street Fighter.
The movie.
The movie. The first movie that came out. Horrible movie that came out.
Yeah. Yeah, it was terrible.
It focused on Jean-Claude Van Damme's character of Guile instead of Ryu and Ken, which are really the main players.
Yeah.
And Guile's kind of secondary in the video games.
Yeah, so that idea of throwing Jean-Claude into it just kind of fell through the cracks. But then it spawned off from there a fantasy horror-themed fighting game.
Right, and but you can definitely see Jean-Claude Van Damme in Johnny Cage.
Yeah, I could see that.
I mean, basically, he's a prick with sunglasses.
A European prick.
With sunglasses.
Yeah, well, in the game, I think he's an American, but close enough.
Regardless, he runs around without a shirt on, a pair of pants, and he hits people in the balls.
Oh, yeah, that's true. And he does those leg splits.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
He's Jean-Claude Van Damme.
I don't know how he doesn't have blue balls by now.
Yeah, maybe that's the trick.
Yeah. But we know that Mortal Kombat spawned many sequels. other variations of the game came after that. Films, animated and live action type stuff going on. Television series. I even remember the television series.
I do too. The only thing worth seeing in the television series, though, was Sun Healy. Sonya Bullitt.
Who?
Sun Healy. She was the actress who played Katana.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Sonya Blade.
I don't remember who played Sonya Blade.
I don't either, but she was probably hot. I was a kid.
The one in the movie was all right.
All I remember is getting up on Sundays to watch it before I go to church.
Right. It was on Sunday mornings. It was on Sunday mornings. Yeah, Sunday mornings like at like
10 a.m. or something.
I don't know. Something like that. So, 9 or 10.
Yeah, but we know that they also had some comic books, a card game, and supposedly a live action tour, which I don't know what the tour's about.
I don't know either. I mean, I don't know where that would be. On the Warner Brothers lot?
I guess. Are they all dressed up running around?
I don't know.
Doing these fake moves, kicks and punches. But it ended up becoming...
Maybe it was just a tour that went out for Halloween.
Yeah, it could have been.
It was a bunch of trick-or-treaters. There was some guy out there going, "Come here! Finish him!"
Whoa! Lawsuit! And Mortal Kombat gets sued for child molestation. Yeah. But yeah, we know that it ended up becoming one of the most successful fighting franchises in the history of video games. I mean, it was right up there with Street Fighter.
Right. So. Street Fighter 2 was the first one-on-one fighting game to give players a choice from a variety of characters.
Yeah.
And I think that's one of, especially with different moves, and I think that was one of the things that made it so popular. You could choose who you wanted to be.
Right.
You didn't have to be, you know...
Ryu.
You could be Ken. You could pick Akuma. You could pick Chun-Li. You could play as Guile. You know, whoever's moveset fit you, you could play.
Yeah.
And their moves weren't so crazy that you couldn't figure out how to do it. You know, it was usually down, back, hard kick, hard punch, one or the other.
A couple of Hadoukens thrown in there.
Right, you know, you throw a couple Hadoukens, maybe throw a Shinruken out.
Yeah, and I think there was one other move.
Yeah, Senpo Tats.
Yeah.
Yeah,
something. Yeah, sorry. That's apologize. All right.
That's
our,
all right.
Our Japanese isn't good.
Yes, yeah, so my Japanese is not what it should be. But then, you know, you had Chun-Li with her awesome leg kicks, you know.
Oh, yeah. I think in Mortal Kombat, they kind of, they took that same idea and that same premise. And
Guile had his sonic boom.
Yeah. In Mortal Kombat, it was the fatalities.
Right. And they added the fatalities. But they were so hard to pull off most of the time.
They were. It had so many different calculated button moves.
Yeah.
And then sometimes you do it and you're like, oh, that's his fatality. I didn't even know that was his fatality.
Right. And then you're like, how did I do it?
You know? The only thing that got you to the point of doing the fatality is when they would flash up that type on screen.
Yeah.
And it was kind of like red and blinking.
Right.
Finish him!
Right.
You know, and it's like...
But I always felt Mortal Kombat kind of moved slower. And maybe it was because I played it on the Sega Genesis.
Yeah, I mean, I played it on the Genesis too.
But it seemed slower to pull off moves than what Street Fighter had. One of the things I really loved about Street Fighter was that I could change up my attacks. So you didn't have to go in to get, you know, your specialty punches or whatever, you know, or you got your multi-hits.
Yeah.
On Mortal Kombat, it was like, oh, you had to do kick, or this, that. Where on Street Fighter, you can go from a kick to a punch, back to a, uppercut, you know, and you can just
seamlessly change up your combination.
Kind of pull in your combination.
Yeah.
And I like that because it's harder to defend. So it made it more fun. And a little bit more realistic to me.
Well, it kind of, Street Fighter kind of brings you back to more of that traditional martial arts.
Right.
Coming out of those interesting characters from around the world, whereas Mortal Kombat creates this like science fiction horror realm of just these interesting characters, but then they all have to use like certain weapons or devices to kill each other.
And I think that's why
Street
Fighter,
it's like fists and, you know, kicks.
Right. And I think that's why both of them were successful, because you did have the one that went into the horror kind of genre and the science fiction kind of aspect of it, or the fantasy aspect of it, and still kept the heart of the martial arts. Street Fighter was all about the martial arts. I mean, they even had Fei Long in there, which was a Chinese character based off of Bruce Lee, and he looked almost dead like him. He was wearing the pants from...
Yeah.
Return of the Dragon.
Yeah, I remember that guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he went, you know. And so it was really cool. You know, it was a cool character to play around.
I think you could have been Bruce Lee's understudy right there.
I could have been.
Because that was pretty damn good.
That would have been nice. I'd have loved that.
Yeah.
You know, learn directly from the man.
You know, and I think with Mortal Kombat 2, talking about, you know, the science fiction kind of realm, you know, it had a reputation for what I thought was high levels of bloody violence.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and like we had mentioned, the fatalities, because some of those fatalities were brutal.
Yeah.
I mean, you'd be ripping guys' heads off.
Right.
Ripping their arms off. But ripping their bodies in half. But the blood was
so fakey looking.
You got to admit the graphics at the time were not the best.
Right, I know.
But to us, it was awesome because we were kids. We were like, yeah, just rip his head off.
But it's like, you know, you see it and it's like... And you're going, really?
Yeah.
Interestingly enough, Street Fighter II eclipsed its predecessor in popularity and ended up really turning Street Fighter into a multimedia franchise.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we saw the same thing kind of with Mortal Kombat 2.
Yes, Mortal Kombat 2.
Even Ultimate. Was it Ultimate?
I'm trying to remember.
One of them, I thought, went that way. But
I mean, there was Mortal Kombat 3.
Yeah.
And Mortal Kombat 4. You know, you're right. It was Ultimate Mortal Kombat.
Yeah. And then by 1993, sales for Street Fighter II had exceeded $1.5 billion in revenue.
Boom.
Yeah, we're talking billions of dollars. It's the equivalent to $2.61 billion as of, you know, if we adjust for inflation today, that's what it would have hauled in.
Mm.
1995, Street Fighter II and Street Fighter II Champion Edition, which was the arcade machine, exceeded $2.3 billion, which is roughly $9.25 billion in gross revenue, equivalent to quarters. So between the two games.
That's a lot of quarters.
9.25 billion quarters were dumped in machines to give an equivalent of $4 billion in today's standard.
I'm sure I threw a couple hundred dollars worth of quarters into the machines. But then they pumped out Street Fighter V for PlayStation, so they're still going strong.
Right.
And we got Mortal Kombat 10 or X.
Well, you figure Mortal Kombat 2 sold more than 14 million copies for the Super Nintendo Entertainment System and the Sega Genesis platforms.
Yeah.
Then they brought out Street Fighter 3, or New Generation, which made its debut in the arcades in 97.
Mm.
And it discarded a lot of the roster from previous games, keeping really only Ryu and Ken, and introduced several other characters in its place, adding a grappler, Alex, who was designed to be the new lead character for the game, as well as Gil, who replaced M. Bison as the main antagonist.
Yeah.
Street Fighter III introduced the Super Arch selection system and the ability to parry an opponent's attack. So several months after that one came out, it was followed up by Street Fighter III Second Impact, which made adjustments to the gameplay, adding two new characters, and featured the return of Akuma as a playable character.
Akuma.
Right. And Street Fighter III Third Strike then got released in 99, so they kind of kept with Street Fighter III for a little while.
Yeah.
And that was the third and last iteration of the Street Fighter III, and that brought back Chun-Li and also added four other additional characters.
Hmm. Yeah, I don't really remember anything past Street Fighter II.
Well, see, I skipped Street Fighter 3 in the arcades.
I mean,
I didn't play it. It wasn't until
to 5.
Well, I think at the time, you know, when I was in college, we would leave school during lunch and we would drive to the arcade.
Mm.
And we would go in there and we would play Street Fighter versus Marvel.
Yeah.
I believe it was Marvel. And so...
Yeah, it sounds
familiar. Yeah, it was Street Fighter versus Marvel. And so, you know, you could play as Captain America or Wolverine or Hulk. Mm-hmm. And you could play as all the Street Fighter characters. And so you could go and you could go back and forth. And you'd have a tag team of two characters. I used to love using Cammy Psylocke. I used the two of them in tandem. And I would kick butt.
Mm.
I mean, I whomped like so many people there in the arcade, people wouldn't play me anymore. So.
Well, I think Street Fighter was a game anybody can have a good time with.
And it had the cool smash button
thing. And I think with Mortal Kombat, because of like how gruesome it was, it might have been one of the very first games to kind of invoke a rating system. You know,
it may have been.
Yeah, I mean, it got up there for just intense violence.
Right. If you could pull off the fatality. Otherwise, it was kind of the same boring game that it had always been.
So.
You know, because I didn't find the characters as enthralling. There were some I really liked.
Yeah.
You know, I played a lot as Katana. in Mortal Kombat. I didn't like playing as Johnny Cage. I did like Liu Kang.
I was more like Raiden.
Liu Kang was good to use. Sub-Zero, I had problems with Raiden. Scorpion. I did use Scorpion a lot.
Yeah.
I did really well with Scorpion.
Yeah.
Come here!
Yeah, you throw that chain knife dagger thing out at you.
Stick it in your throat and punch, pull you punch, in punch. And start punching.
Yeah. But I mean, Mortal Kombat went on to do a bunch of other stuff. I mean, music, TV, you know, comics. They expanded themselves, I think, to keep up with the competition of Street Fighter. I even remember, like, for the music part of it, they had, like, this techno album that came out that got real popular, and it was, you know, Mortal Kombat! You know, everybody knew that.
Well, it was at the beginning of their movie that came out. Well, yeah,
they tied it into the movie.
It was all right. I mean, the first one was okay. The second one, Mortal Kombat Annihilation was really bad.
God.
It should have been annihilated before it ever made it to the theater.
Although, their movies did make money. It did. Mortal Kombat movies made money. And we mentioned before,
I imagine Street Fighter movies made some, but
Mortal Kombat had a lot of characters too. Maybe even more than Street Fighter. It could be a close toss-up. You know, as of 2012, Mortal Kombat had up to about 64 different characters they've gone through.
Yes. I think
now there might be more since we're in 2016.
Mortal Kombat X.
Yeah,
which the one that's the one that's out now.
Yeah.
Has 29 playable characters, and that includes different outfit versions.
Yeah.
So, you know, switching Sub-Zero between his ninja form and his unmasked form or whatever. Street Fighter 4 came out with 44 characters.
Mm-hmm.
You had 44 characters that were all playable in the initial release of Street Fighter 4. Now, I think Street Fighter 5 has kind of pared it down right now.
Yeah, there's a lot less.
There's maybe, what, 16, 20, something like that?
Yeah, if however, that, maybe less than that.
However, now that they are doing updates, because they are updating it online.
Yeah.
So I've heard that you can start getting new characters that you didn't have before. So there's downloadable characters and as well as new environments that you add into your game. I think that's something else that's kind of happened here a lot in the video games is people have been kind of making more and more additional content for those games, but you have to be willing to go online, sign up with an account, and then spend a little bit of cash.
Yeah.
So it actually extends the life of the game. But it also hurts your wallet a little bit more.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I know with Mortal Kombat X, they were developing a live-action web series to tie into the game. It was supposed to come out in 2016, but I haven't heard anything yet.
No, I haven't heard anything about it either. There was a rumor that it was going to happen.
Yeah, I mean, I think that they were hoping to draw people into Mortal Kombat X through some web series type stuff.
Right.
And get people more hooked into the game. But
Oddly enough, Street Fighter 5.
Yes, which I have for the PlayStation.
Is now out for the PlayStation.
I dig it. I like it.
On December 5th, 2014, a teaser trailer was unintentionally released by Capcom to the public before being taken down again. That trailer mentioned that the game would be exclusive to PlayStation 4 and PC and will enable cross-platform gameplay. The official announcement was made at Sony's PlayStation Experience event on December 6th. It was then released February 16th, 2016, and I have gone over and, you know, we've kind of thrown down on it.
Yeah, we've thrown down on Street Fighter V.
On Street Fighter V.
Yeah, on the PlayStation.
I like playing as Cammy. Still like her.
Yeah.
You know, like we said, we were going to talk about chests.
Yeah.
Well, there's also busts that go with it. You know, busts.
Yeah.
It was very nice. They've got some really good graphics.
Boobs.
I've got to admit.
They definitely enhanced. So, I mean, enhanced, and I'm not saying this lightly,
enhanced
the female characters.
Enhanced? Oh, come on. Well, woman looks like that, right?
Yeah, right. Yeah, especially from the Nintendo and Sega Genesis days.
Yeah, you got to.
They still look like that.
What's her name? Mika. The Mika. Little hearts.
What?
Oh, the one character. She's the wrestler, Mika.
The Brazilian one?
No, not the Brazilian one. The Brazilian one, wow, she's...
She's busty, too.
She's busty,
she's kind of thick.
Yes. Yep. She's pretty...
added, like, I don't know.
But there's the wrestler that's Mika. She's got the little mask, the blue mask, and she's got the blue outfit
like a
with the little hearts. Yeah.
kind of like a clownish jester.
Right. Oh, she's yeah. supposed to be like a WWE right. kind of wrestler yeah. type thing.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, she has the whole butt smack where,
yep.
like, her tag team partner will come in and the two of them will hit their butts right up against the guy's yeah. face and knock him out.
Yeah. I'd be afraid of pink eye.
So,
you never seriously.
Know. Seriously. You mean, never know.
You don't know. You don't know where those butts have been.
Not at that point.
But and, yeah, they had some new characters
yeah.
in Street Fighter V.
Right. They've added some new ones.
Some brand new characters mm-hmm. that I don't even... They're new to me.
Yeah.
I never remembered them.
So. I couldn't tell you their names off the top of my head. I don't remember. But there are some new ones, definitely. There's the caveman-looking guy, and he's with the big dreads.
Oh, yeah, pretty cool. yeah. I forget his name.
Yeah, I forgot his name, but he's pretty cool.
But yeah, they have Ryu or Ryu, Ken, Cammy,
Chun-Li. Those have returned, as well as...
Who's the big Russian dude?
The big Russian dude. Give me a minute. I'll think of it.
Zygoff?
Zangief.
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 That's it.
So he's in it. They Vega. Have Dhalsim's, you know, Dhalsim's still in there.
Vega.
M. Bison.
Yeah, you can't forget M. Bison.
Yeah, well, he's a very popular
yeah.
villain
then one
in the franchise. And then instead of Guile...
Yeah, I was going to say his friend.
Right. They have his best friend, who's now kind of a Frankenstein version...
Of Guile.
of him. Because, well, he always had the same powers as Guile. He really did. Yeah. He always had the same sonic boom, and his name is Nash.
Mm, that's right.
You know, so he always had the sonic boom, but he's been mutilated, killed.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I mean, there's a comic book called The Life and Deaths of Charlie Nash. So, obviously, he's been through a lot. You know, he's been killed by Bison, I think, 3 times now.
Yeah.
And the last one actually ripped one of his arms off, and so he's got an arm that looks like it's sewn on, kind of like a Frankenstein thing. So
yeah,
he's kind of dipping into your Mortal Kombat realm there.
Yeah, a little bit. Maybe they'll do a crossover of
maybe
Street
they will.
Fighter. That would be sweet.
It would be
a crossover game of Mortal Kombat characters. You know what? You know what they need to do? They need to take the original Mortal Kombat characters and the original Street Fighter characters into a crossover game.
And Ryu will still Hadouken the heck out of him.
Yeah.
He'll do it. They'll go up in blue flames and be gone.
That just sounds dirty. I'm going to Hadouken you.
Yeah. Well, you know. It's because we don't understand Japanese. But over there, it would make a lot of sense.
Yeah,
I don't know what it is.
I should have said that when I went to Japan.
It looks like a giant fireball to me.
They probably would have laughed at me. Yeah,
it looks like a giant fireball.
They would have been saying, stupid Americans.
Now, in 2006, Street Fighter, well, really Hyde Park Entertainment and Capcom, tried to go into a joint venture in making a film adaptation of the game, kind of focused on Chun-Li.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. The thought behind it was kind of a good idea. I mean, why not?
Oh, I know where you're going.
You know, I think that it would be great. The script was lacking, in my opinion. I think the script was not very good. They did pick Kristen Kruick, who you will remember from
Smallville.
Right.
Lana.
She was the hottie that played Lana. We thought that we would draw in a crowd. I mean, they really did. They thought they'd draw in quite a crowd. She was very popular at the time.
Oh, yeah.
You know, coming off of Smallville before she started Beauty and the Beast.
Ugh.
Which hasn't done much for me.
Yeah.
I tried it. It was bad. So I kind of went on.
I'll be
her beast. It was probably more for chicks anyway.
Yeah.
So, but they came out with Street Fighter The Legend of Chun-Li, and that was released in February 27th of 2009. And I don't think it had a great box office take. I really don't.
No, but I mean...
But it made some money. I mean, it was
okay. Who doesn't want to see Lana dressed in Chun-Li's outfit and raising her legs and kicking around?
True. I'll give you that. I'll give you that.
You know?
Just saying. Fair enough.
Just saying.
Fair enough.
But you know what? As hot as she was, probably in that movie, dressed as Chun-Li, and that probably was a fantasy for a lot of guys, we got to pay some homage back to... The Street Fighter animated movie.
Well, yes. The Street Fighter animated movie...
That had the shower scene.
Was phenomenal.
With Chun-Li in it.
And that's the
first time I saw cartoon boobs.
He loved them.
I'm just putting it out there. Every boy my age wanted to get their hands on that animated movie just for the boobs.
He was shooting his Hadouken all over the place.
Hadouken equals load. We keep interjecting load.
That was an energy load there.
Energy load.
Yeah.
I think our word of our podcast is going to be load.
It's a big ball of energy load.
That's a Shadouken.
That's a Shinruken.
Oh, a Shinruken.
Shinruken, it's sort of a spinning upward punch.
Oh, okay.
They usually fly up in the air and spin around.
Oh, I got to work on my Japanese.
Yeah,
my mother-in-law would be disappointed.
I have no idea if that's what it really means. It probably means
I was convinced.
Crap.
I was sold. He sold me on it. I was like, oh, it's an upward punch. Sweet.
That's what it looks like in the game when he says it, but it probably means horse crap.
Yeah, horse crap.
Kill you.
Yeah.
Shinruken.
And then didn't they kind of ban that movie, the animated movie? Or they cut that scene out?
They cut that scene out. Yeah, they cut that scene out here in America.
They knew kids were jumping all over that movie trying to get their hands on it.
They cut it out in America, and it's been restored. And there is the Ultimate Edition.
So the boobs are bigger?
Street Fighter movie.
It's been restored.
Restored. No, no.
Oh, man.
Just restored.
Don't disappoint me there.
Just restored. They were pretty big enough.
Oh, I know. She's in the shower, and the water's trickling down. And it's like showing.
Yeah. Nothing wrong with that.
Game on.
But there have been other animated movies. There was Street Fighter Alpha, Street Fighter 2V, the animated series.
Mm.
Really, the Street Fighter animated films, the animation has been really good in all of them.
I was impressed with the Chun-Li boob one when I was a kid.
Yeah, we
but
know.
You know what? I went back and watched it. What?
We know.
You're like, well, let's move on. Said enough.
So, yeah, I mean, but all the animated films have been really good. They've done such a good job. It's kind of like the DC animated movies versus the Marvel animated movies.
Yeah.
They're well done. The storyline, occasionally you might go, that was okay.
Yeah.
But the animation itself has been phenomenal.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, the one childhood anime movie, I went back and watched it as an adult, and it was really well done. Even though I couldn't get my hands on the...
I still have it.
The boob shot.
I have it.
You got the boob one?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes. I might have to borrow that.
So there's also a card game out for Street Fighter. There was one at a time. It's been discontinued through Epic Battles that was released by Score Entertainment. And it included Street Fighter characters as well as other fighting game franchise characters, including Mortal Kombat characters. So that was your chance for... the Street Fighter versus Mortal Kombat.
Yeah.
It was the only opportunity you really had. They have also put out a Street Fighter card set currently that's running where you start with Chun-Li, Dhalsim, Ken, Ryu, Sagat, and Zangief. There's expansion packs called World Warriors, which brings the remaining characters from the original Street Fighter 2 arcade series in. Blanka, Balrog, who is the boxer, kind of based off Mike Tyson, but they had to change him up a little bit.
Yeah.
E Honda, Guile, M Bison, and Vega. And then another set, Street Fighter The Next Level, was released parallel with the SNK release, which featured Akuma, Fei Long, Dudley, and Cammy.
Yeah.
A new expansion set, Street Fighter The Dark Path, was released in 2007 with the next Soul Calibur 3 sets, Soul Arena, and featured a new version of Chun-Li and Evil Ryu, Aiden, Charlie, Rose, Sakura, T-Hawk, and 12.
Mm.
And now there has been another new set, which was also released in 2007, called Extreme Rivals. It has Cody, DJ, Ibuki, Armika, that's the one I was thinking of, a new version of Ken. Lots of those. You also have comic books for all the Street Fighter stuff.
Yeah, and they seem to have done a lot better than the Mortal Kombat ones.
Yeah, well, Yuden, I believe I'm pronouncing it right, Yuden, kind of like the noodle.
Udon?
Yeah.
Like the soup?
Yeah, I think
and the noodle?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's kind of where it came from.
Probably.
They've teamed up with Capcom to put out these comic books, and they take place between the video games. So they kind of lead up to them, or they add on to it. There's Street Fighter Legends, which has Chun-Li, Akuma, as well as a Cammy one they're working on now, which gives you some backstory into those characters. You get a little bit more feel for it.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that way they've done a really good job.
Well, wasn't it the same comic book publisher that also ran with the Street Fighter comics and then ran with the Mortal Kombat comics.
That was Malibu Comics?
Yeah, that's what I thought.
At one point. So that was earlier, back in 93.
Well, I think it was...
But Capcom did not like that adaptation.
Yeah.
They weren't fans of it. And so the series was canceled after only 3 issues.
Yeah, I know that Malibu Comics launched the official Mortal Kombat comic book series.
Right.
Spawning only 2 6-issue series.
Yep. And DC has since done one. I know they had one a couple years back. And I think it was like a 4-issue mini.
Yeah.
And I don't remember it really flying off the shelves or anything.
Yeah. I mean, I think the Street Fighter comics definitely have had a more successful run than the Mortal Kombat
ones.
And I didn't even know the Mortal Kombat had comic books.
Right.
I didn't even know that it had card games, comics, anything related to that. All I knew about was the soundtrack, you know, any other music tied into it, the TV.
Movies, the TV show.
Yeah, the movies, the TV, and then obviously just the game. But you can clearly see that Street Fighter, I think, has hit every possible part of the market.
Oh, yeah.
And try to capitalize on it with their characters.
And I think they've done a really good job.
Yeah.
It hit 25 years, a couple years back.
Yeah.
Hit its 25-year anniversary. So, I mean, it's been around for, obviously, 25 years. So.
Yeah, I mean, I like Street Fighter.
25 years.
So. I mostly played Mortal Kombat growing up as a kid because it just was easily accessible to us.
I mean, you didn't have to go to the arcade.
Yeah, I was at home on my Sega Genesis playing
right.
Mortal Kombat. So, yeah, it beat bugging mom and dad to say, hey, can you take us to the arcade?
Makes me wonder if it did have a rating initially because... I can't imagine mom and dad buying us those fatalities in there.
The only time my mom and dad ever came in to check on us is when they heard we were fighting with each other over who was beating who in the games.
Yeah.
Whether it was Nintendo, Sega Genesis, PlayStation, it was always like, you cheated, that's not fair.
Yeah. You know, to me that if they knew we were playing fatalities and ripping people's heads off, that some parent somewhere would have had an issue.
Yeah. Oh, well, I think that's why they came out.
It's probably why it's got ratings now.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why it came out with the entertainment sophomore rating, or sophomore. Man, what is wrong with me tonight? Software rating board system.
Yeah. I think that was a Tipper ESRB. Gore thing.
Tipper Gore?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah, she was responsible for getting explicit lyrics put on Prince's album.
Oh, that's right.
So she was big into trying to censor everything that
she had to live up to her husband. I mean, he did invent the internet.
And I don't understand how he could try and take credit for that.
Hey, it's Al Gore.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
That's like saying, "Oh, I smoked a joint, but I didn't inhale."
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't believe you.
Yeah.
We've kind of run through a lot of stuff.
Yeah. It's kind of like back and forth between the two.
It sounds like you kind of lean towards Mortal Kombat.
I don't know. I mean, you kind of sold Street Fighter there to me.
I'm a Street Fighter guy. I like Mortal Kombat.
Yeah.
But I'll play Street Fighter any day over Mortal Kombat. Yeah.
Well, I mean, your son comes over and he's the...
Right, he's a three-time world champion, right?
But you know what? I took him down.
I think, yeah. So. I took him down too.
I think he was playing my son. That's why he's a three-time champion.
I think he beat one of your friends too.
He probably did.
Other friends.
More power to him.
I remember correctly, he did it with Birdie.
Oh, was that the...
That's the big fat guy with the
mohawk.
Yeah, with the mohawk that farts and grabs his butt and probably scratches his crotch.
I think he's English.
Probably.
Yeah. I mean, I like Mortal Kombat and I like Street Fighter. I think I like Mortal Kombat just from the science fiction horror kind of level where you can kind of dip into that. And
I can see that.
It's kind of a warped fighting style and sense of things around you. But, you know, Street Fighter... If I want to just have a throwdown, you know, with some classic karate going on, I'm ready to jump into Street Fighter. And we had a, you know, grill out a while back, and I popped in Street Fighter 5 on the PlayStation, and everybody was playing it. We had like a tournament going on.
Everybody but my wife. She won't. And your wife.
My wife.
They won't play video games. Like,
these guys are a bunch of momos, you know. And then our sons were playing each other and other friends that were there.
Right, so Cammy, Chun-Li, like Melina. Cam.
Oh, you throwing this on me now? Just because I threw it on you on the last podcast? All right, wait. Throw them at me again. Chun-Li, what?
Chun-Li, Cammy, Melina.
Oh, God.
So we've thrown in a Mortal Kombat character. We've got We got two from Street Fighter. If you want, I can change one of those out and give you another Mortal Kombat character. But we could throw Sonya Blade
in there. Chun-Li, Cammy, and Melina?
Yeah.
I think I might have to kill Melina.
Wise choice. She's got that reptile face underneath that mask.
I don't want her biting my pecker off. Yeah, I don't need her tickling my pickle with the jaws of death.
She's got those size too. Yeah. You know? She might just
have a sausage roast.
Stick those in you. And
yeah, there goes my meatballs. Yeah, I might have to kill her. Cammy and Chun-Li, that's difficult. You know what? I like Asians, so I'm probably going to eat Chun-Li, and I would just bang Cammy till the sun came up.
Fair enough.
There Boom. You go. Done. I wasn't All expecting right. that one either. You know what? We're going to end up throwing BKMs out on every episode
just to psych each other out. Every episode, but it was fun.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Since we're talking video games, you know.
Yeah, who doesn't want to bang chicks in video games?
Well, yeah. So. I think they made a video game for that.
Banging chicks?
Yeah, wasn't that part of...
Sounds like porn to me.
I thought that was part of, you know, the one where you drive around in the car and you...
Drive around in the car.
Yeah, you, like, go kill people and you steal the car and you drive around. Oh, what's the name of that?
Streets of Rage?
No, it was not Streets of Rage.
Is this a fighting game?
No.
Oh.
No, it's one of those first-person shooter kind of games.
Grand Theft Auto.
Grand Theft Auto. That's the one. Like, thank you.
Yeah.
Obviously, I don't raping have a and pillaging for my own. But
so I think that pretty much wraps it up.
For yes. So,
Street Fighter and Mortal Kombat. You know, it's tough. I like both. I mean, I got to stick to my roots as a kid, so I might have to lean just an edge over Street Fighter with Mortal Kombat. How about you?
All right. You haven't played Street Fighter V enough.
I haven't. Well, you know, when you're a family man, you got stuff to do.
Yes, time, you do. Yes, yeah, you do.
So it's hard trying to make that time.
I'm going to go Street Fighter all the way.
Yeah, I figured. You Chun-Li fan, you.
Chun-Li, Cammy, Ryu. I got a action figure of Ryu hanging up down here. Or standing up here in my basement. So I kind of have to throw some love to mm-hmm. Street Fighter.
All right. Well, before we go,
picks of the week.
We do. We gotta do the pals.
All right. Well, first off, I finished Stranger Things.
Oh, that was quick.
I cranked
through. Binge that one too.
My wife and I, we watched several episodes the first night, and then we watched one episode, and then we came back and we finished up the last three. It's only an 8-episode series.
Yeah.
If you turn it on and you struggle with the first episode and the second episode, they're a little slow to get started.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say that. Oh, they are a little slow to get started. But I felt that the payoff, when you got to the 8th episode, was there. I thought at the end, it ended up being a really nice story. There was a lot of setup. I'm kind of not sure about a second season, because I think that they did a great job with that, and I would have liked to just see that as a contained
Yeah. Well, that final episode leads you to believe there could be a second season.
It does. It leads you that there could be. And I've heard there is going to be a second season. Now, whether or not it's the same players, I don't know. I kind of would like to see it a little bit more like a Tales from the Crypt.
Mm.
Or even maybe in some way an American Horror Story.
Yeah, I was going to say it could be a whole brand new story.
Where it's a new story for the second season. And it could be something totally different.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't have to be that. So I'm hoping they go that route, in which case then I think it will be more entertaining. I think otherwise it'll get old after a while.
Yeah.
It's not quite X-Files.
Yeah.
So I think that X-Files had its run, and I got bored with X-Files too after a time, because it was the same kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I think as a one season kind of story, the story was good.
Yeah.
And so that would be a pick of the week. The other one that I have, Titans Hunt. I got the trade paperback for that. It was originally an 8-issue story arc that went in as its own kind of mini series from DC. And it is kind of the lead in to Titans Rebirth. So I picked it up in trade and read it with my son. And there were a couple characters I wasn't familiar with. I didn't remember Cave Boy. He wasn't on the Teen Titans when I was a kid. So, I mean, they brought in some other characters, and there was one missing. and it ended up being Wally West. Mm. He was the one that they couldn't remember. And when you get to the back of the trade, they actually show scenes where they had him drawn in.
Mm-hmm.
And he was kind of in a different color, so that it was like, oh, he's there, but he's not. You know, so they kind of vaguely might have remembered
him.
And so I think that that ended up being a pretty good series, pretty good story arc, and a great lead into Titans Rebirth, which I've been pleased with thus far.
Good.
The return of Wally West, so.
Cool. Yeah. The Flash. Is that all you got?
Yeah, that would be my two. I don't want to, you know, go on forever.
Rattle.
Yeah.
All right, my two picks of the week is going to be movie coming out, Ghost in the Shell, which was an anime.
It was a great animated movie.
Right now, they've got...
I think it's actually... Isn't it a series? An animated series?
It may be. I only remember the movie.
There's the movie.
The anime animated movie, which I thought was amazing at its time.
Yeah, and I think now they've got a series that
runs in Japan.
Yeah,
and there may be a series, yeah. Yeah, and there might be a series of books, too, possibly.
If I recall correctly, you can find it out on Netflix.
Well, they've got a live-action movie coming out for it. It's not due out till March 31st, 2017, so not too far off. Right now, they got out online a series of 10-second clips. Where you get just these little 10-second clips of stuff that's going on in the movie, which I was very intrigued with. But the only downfall I have is they've casted Scarlett Johansson. And this is a Japanese anime style story. And I just, you've got all these other Japanese characters and actors or actresses in it, but you're going to cast an American. So that bothers me.
I like her as an actress. I would rather see an Asian.
Yeah, right. Keep it an all Asian film. I think it would be awesome. But we'll see. We'll see what Hollywood craps out on this one. My other pick of the week is another science fiction-based movie called The Passengers. And I just saw the trailer for it. It has Jennifer Lawrence, Chris Pratt in it. It actually comes out this December, December 21st. And it's a storyline of two people that are kind of put into...
stasis, right? I mean, it's like a whole team of people that were in hibernation.
And the two of them, for some reason, are woken up prematurely.
Right.
And they got to figure out what's going on. But when I just thought the trailer looked really cool. And I was like, yes, Star-Lord's at it again. So that's my picks of the week.
Well, Jennifer Lawrence, she has perfect hair, too.
Oh, yeah.
She wakes up with perfect hair and makeup. It's incredible. And I think Chris Pratt wants to hit that. At least his character in the movie.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's your scene from the trailer.
Trailer looked cool. So
they went out on a date.
That's my pal.
Cool. All right. We'll have to check those out when they come out.
Yes.
We do have Doctor Strange coming out in a couple months.
Yeah.
So I'm sure we'll be checking that out and doing a review. Later this week, Luke Cage comes out on Netflix.
Yeah.
The trailers for that are looking really good.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to seeing it, and I am sure we'll talk about that in the near future.
Yeah. So I think that about wraps it up.
Sure.
Yeah. So once again, thank you for listening in, and stay tuned for our next episode.
Live from Mars.